In the surah that commenced the night before, yesterday completed surah Ali Imran, the family of Imran. Yesterday we discussed the surah that the Waqfah speaks about, that if you want to be someone, then be like the family of Imran, which produced miracles for the world. Do not be like the people of Kufr. The people of Kufr were also the Christians, they were also the Jews. They are known as the Ahlul Kitab, and the family of Imran, they are also the Ahlul Kitab. So with them, the Isa alayhi salatu was salam was there, Yahya alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, Maryam radiallahu anha. In this surah, another emphasis is put on that man must watch who he follows. Allah the Barakah has asked that the people of Deen must follow the people of Deen. In the surah Allah the Barakah mentioned that it is not every Christian or every Jew that you can't trust. But you have to know that there is a group of them which you cannot trust at all. Allah the Barakah mentioned, وَمِنْهُمْ amongst those that even if you give them a mountain of gold, they will give every cent back to you. Amongst them are those very trustworthy. Then Allah the Barakah says, but amongst them are also those that if you leave one dinar by them, one gold coin, they will not give it to you. إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا. You will have to go running ahead. Then Allah the Barakah mentions the reason. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ. In their mind they had a thought that whatever they want to do to the Ummi means the unlearned. At the beginning it was known as the Arab. What would now be the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we are that nation, we are whom. Meaning we're not too much into the details of what is called the finer points of science. So they will always regard us like backwards. That how far we are advancing, you have no idea of it. Allah Ta'ala says they have a thought in the mind that they can do with us what they want. لَيْسَ عَلِيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٍ. We can be their guinea pig, we can be their trial, we can be their test. When they want to kill us, they want to kill us. When they want to injure us, they want to injure. Allah Ta'ala in this surah will put a lot of emphasis that if you want to follow someone, then follow the people of good and righteousness, because in that is your own safety. And in the manner that Allah Ta'ala will mention it, it goes to the heart. Allah Ta'ala says, لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. That it should never happen that the believers take the non-believers, take the disbelievers, awliya. Normally wali means a friend, awliya. But wali is that friend who is extremely close to you, who you trust, who you hand over your matter and you say, you tell me what to do. You be my doctor, you be my advisor. Allah Ta'ala says, the believers should never take the disbelievers as their wali. This is not your close friend who will look after you. Min duni al-mu'minin, instead of taking believers as your close, you make them your advisor. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَلَنْ سَبِيلَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ. Whoever will do that, then he will have no ta'alluq relationship left with Almighty. Either one is because Allah is upset with him, how could you do it? Or that advisor will give him such advice that on every step he will take him further and further away from him. In the ending he'll have nothing left with him. He will have a Muslim by name, but because his advisor was one who had nothing to do with Allah, it's obvious his advice also, he has got nothing to do with Allah. إِلَّا أَن تَتَّقُوا مِنْهُمْ تُقَاهُ. Yes, there is one time where man has been allowed to act as though he is taking the advice of the disbeliever. It is when the disbeliever is so strong and mighty that not listening to him might cause great harm to him. Allah Ta'ala says, at that time, if you are scared of them, then you can try. You can make some plan which shows them I'm listening to you, but you're not listening to me. And even then Allah Ta'ala says, we know you're scared of them, but وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. Allah is warning you that he also has to be feared. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. That when you're scared of them and what they will do and what harm might come if I don't listen, Allah Ta'ala says, make some plan, act like you're listening to them. But listen, remember this, that if you have to fear, then Allah is the one who is worthy of being feared. Because why is Allah in Masir? Everyone is going back to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوا يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ. If there is something in your chest and you're hiding it, or you're making it apparent, says everything Allah knows. From them you can make a plan. You can act like you're listening to them and you can break the law. They will never know. But by Allah, everything is known. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. What's happening in the heavens, whatever happens in the earth, Allah is aware of everything. And Allah has power over everything. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. A day is coming where every individual will find whatever good he has done, he will find it in front. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. Whatever wrong he has done. تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. That wrong will also be in front. He will desire if between him and that wrong, it can now be a vast distance. Had I never done this wrong? Again, Allah Ta'ala says, if you want to fear someone, you rather fear Allah. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And when you're fearing Allah, then Allah is not a monster who wants to grab. He says that Allah is most kind with his servants. But you have to fear him. Allah Ta'ala then speaks of this family which is known as the family of Imran. And in speaking of it, it's something to understand that we speak of the Christian, we speak of the Jew. They were from this family. They were the best of the family. But whenever they said anything which went against the desire or the ambitions, the hopes of what we call the Jewish fraternity, then that very same Jew who's supposed to have said, these are our imams, they went out of their way to either slander them or kill them. If they could not respect their own imams, they are not going to ever have love for us. So when we speak of a lobby operating and a Jewish lobby, a satanic lobby, and then they have professors, majority of them are atheists, but Jewish atheists. And when they give laws, and then laws are promoted through their own channels, it's a lesson to learn if they could not respect their own imams, they are not going to have any respect for us. If they could take the lives of their own people or try to take their lives. So Allah Ta'ala mentions who was this family. We spoke of the wife of Imran. She made a unique dua, she was blessed with Maryam. Maryam radiallahu anha was unique from birth. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُمَّتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. Allah Himself saw to her upbringing. Zakariya alayhi salam would come and see her. She would have fruits out of season. She was a miracle. But such a miracle she was, we respect her. But for the Jews, up till today they slander her. They say she did nothing but zina. How could she give birth to Isa alayhi salam? There was no man involved. Said there was a man. And story after story after story. They hated her not because of her. They hated her because of Isa alayhi salam. He came with a law which they were not happy with. Allah Ta'ala says, when Zakariya alayhi salam saw her, he became so spurred with emotion, he also made dua. Allah blessed him on his dua. He said, if you could give her fruits, Allah, why can't you give me a child? He was blessed with a child called Yahya. مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا. Yahya was a master, a leader. وَحَصُورًا. He was pure. وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. But when they did not like Yahya alayhi salam, then they gathered people to have him martyred also. Yahya alayhi salam was killed by them. Zakariya alayhi salam was killed by them. They had him cut in half. Yahya alayhi salam's blood started pouring. The blood was not stopping. In the books they write that the king who had him killed and asked his advisor, when is this blood going to start? He said, this is such pure blood you have spilled today. That when that amount of blood is not taken from your people or those that conspire to have him killed, until that is just going to carry on. Pure blood. They were not scared at all. And then came Nabi Isa alayhi salatu was salam. Maryam radiallahu anha was pure, but they slandered her. Isa alayhi salam was a miracle from birth. When the angel said, oh Maryam, Allah gives you glad tidings that a command is going to come from Allah. The name of that command will be Al-Masih, Isa ibn Maryam, Wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah. He will be high in this world, high in the hereafter. He will be among the selected of Allah. وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا. He will speak to people while he is a child in the cradle. He will speak to people in old age. Old age means perhaps as he will grow up, or it means that he will be lifted and he will come back again. And then he will speak to the people as a leader. وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدٌ. She said, how can I get a child when no man has ever touched me? Almighty Allah said to her, كَذَلِكِ اللَّهِ. It is like that. Allah creates whatever He wants. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا. When a decision is made by Allah, then it is just kun, be, and it becomes. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah will teach him the book, Allah will teach him wisdom. He will be taught the Torah and the Injil. He will be a Nabi to the Bani Israel. He will say to them, I have brought to you miracles. I will create for you from a bird, meaning the surah, the form of a bird, كَهَيْهَةِ الطَّيْرِ. Then I will blow in it, and you will find a bird is created. He created like a mold. He blew, he became a real bird. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْرَمَهَا وَالْأَبْرَسَ. I will cure the leper. I will cure the one who is born blind. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. If Allah allows, even the dead will come alive in front of you, that you will see what is my miracle, just so that you can accept that Allah is one. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ. I will inform you what you have eaten, what you are eating. I will tell you what you are storing in your houses. Verily in this year are more than enough signs, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you have iman. What more they needed after so many miracles? But when Isa a.s. said something which they were not happy with, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرِ. When Isa understood that besides kufr is getting nothing out of this. They loved their wealth, they loved their interest. Nabi Isa a.s. put his hand down and he said, what is this interest? In the masjid they were dealing with interest. He wanted to stop it. At that time they are not going to see any miracle. The miracle of Islam today, the miracle of Quran, that is more apparent in front of them than even me and you see it. But because it attacks what they love, it attacks their power, they will go out of their way to try to harm this deen. When they speak on the news and when they give laws and they give protocols, don't ever think they mean good for the people of Iman. When they could not look at Isa al-Islam as a leader, after seeing such miracles in front of them, me and you, they never ever going to take as someone if they like. Allah Ta'ala says, finally it was said to Isa a.s., Inni mutawaffika wa rafi'uka ilayhi. I will now lift you from this people. And Isa a.s. was then lifted to the heavens alive. Allah Ta'ala in the surah speaks about what is called this group of the Ahlul Kitab and how the believers should never ever listen to them. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, in tuti'u fariqan min alladhina utul kitab. If you are going to start obeying a group from the people of the book, yaruddukum ba'da imanikum kafirin, then after your Iman, they will push you back into kufr. And then listen to this verse, وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ. How can you ever fall in kufr? Meaning, how can you listen to them and allow them to push you back? وَأَنْتُمْ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ. Whereas the verses of Quran are recited in front of you. وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُ. And in you is the Nabi of Allah. Meaning, you got Quran and Sunnah. You got your own life. You do not take lessons and laws from anyone else but from Allah and His Nabi. وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ. Whoever will hold firmly onto Allah, فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. He indeed will find his way to the straight path. Allah Ta'ala again will repeat it. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The ruku starts. Those that are hafiz will understand these are the two rukus that end this half. It is a long half. Normally when the hafiz comes to this part, he gets a little happy that I'm reaching the end of this. Allah Ta'ala mentions, O people of Iman, if you have to listen to the people of kufr, يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. They will send you back on your heels. فَتَنْقَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ. But then when you return, meaning you return to Allah, you will return full of regret. Then why did I listen? And then the last verse which you will end of today, one is Allah says, don't listen to them. And then Allah Ta'ala says, and don't ever talk their talk. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. O people of Iman, you must not be like the people of Iman. In this verse it means what they say, don't ever say. What do they say? Listen to this verse, what a lesson it gave for present times. At that time it was, وَقَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ إِذَا طَرَبُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كَانُوا غُزًّا لَوْ كَانُوا عِنْدَنَا مَا مَاتُوا وَمَا قُتِلُوا. Says they say to their brothers, you must not be that. They say to their brothers, whenever they find them going into the earth, whenever they find them going out in the path of Allah to fight, they say to them, لَوْ كَانُوا عِنْدَنَا, had my brother not gone out, had he listened to me, had he stayed in the house, he would not have died. He would not have been killed. Allah Ta'ala says, if they say that, you must not say that. لِيَجْعَلَ اللَّهَ ذَلِكَ حَسْرَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. If you don't say it, if you say the opposite, it will burn them. If you say the opposite, it will burn them. وَاللَّهُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. You can say the opposite. Because you are the one who knows that Allah gives life and Allah gives death. وَلَئِنْ قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُتْتُمْ. And even if you are killed in the path of Allah, or you die because you went somewhere, Allah says, لَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allah's forgiveness and Allah's mercy, that is much, much better than whatever the world can gather. You're going to stay alive till when? Till you die. You are going to die. وَلَئِنْ مُتْتُمْ أَوْ قُتِلْتُمْ. Whether you die or you are killed in the path of Allah, everyone is going back to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us through the barakah of Quran. We are a unique nation. We do not follow, we are followed. We do not listen, we make others listen. Whatever the world says, we have something else to hear and then we say that. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the heart of Iman, with the tongue of